Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community.
You know, I know guys do wrong when they get themselves in the predicament of men. But somebody out there just got to have a heart and give somebody a chance. Everybody deserves a second chance. And I've been waiting and waiting and being patient and trying hard for my second chance. And I just cannot seem to get that break.
That's Terry. He was on this program several months ago. He's an ex-felon who was released from prison after a six-year stretch in August of 2006. He's the father to a 10-year-old girl, and with his record, he can't find a job. And it's starting to make him wonder.
You know, just like you want to be honest at all times, but sometimes do honesty pay? You understand? To honestly, truly play at times to get some things, to get what you need out of life sometimes. You honestly, truly pay. Because right now, I don't know how my daughter's not going to have a Christmas because I'm not working. My family's not going to have a Christmas because I'm not working. I'm not even going to want to be around my family when Christmas morning comes.
He had a job in a warehouse, but injured his back and he was let go. Now he spends his days doggedly putting together one application after another.
I've been on some real good interviews with some real good companies. Some companies that, the person always dreamed of working for, that you know you have a future with, be able to retire from, be able to take care of family. And I know I'm qualified for these companies. And I get the interview, get all the way up to the part where they want to do the background check. And my background messed me up every time. I just got turned down just last Monday from a good company. And I really thought I had the job because the guy interviewed me like three times. They wanted me just as much as I wanted to go there, but didn't hire me because I had the felony on my record.
When we first met him, Terry was living in a halfway house, but then he got kicked out. In August, he was arrested and charged with theft and burglary. He spent a month in prison before the case was dismissed after a witness cleared his name. But by then, it was too late. He had lost his spot at the group home. Now he divides his time between his parents' house and shelters.
It's tough, though, because, 45 years old, I gotta pay my way. Ain't nobody gonna let a grown man stay somewhere for nothing. And I don't have no way of paying it. So at times I have to stay in the shelter.
Next week, Terry talks about the effects all this is having on his family and on his self-esteem and his hopes for the future as he tries to avoid becoming just another one of those 50% of ex-convicts who will return to prison. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.